the Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM WCLK. They called that one Happy Feelings. And I have to agree with that. Feeling good on this hump day Wednesday, especially because this week is, if you can believe it, the third Friday of the month. How did that happen so quickly? But really, the third Friday of the month always means a time for Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art. We've been doing this and partnering up with these fellas and these folks, I should say, for so long. Can't say fellas because they got some wonderful ladies over there at Friday Jazz that do some hard work, so forgive me for that. But I say fellas because I got a good-looking one sitting in front of me, Mr. Ike Stubblefield. He's going to be at Friday Jazz this week, and it's always so much fun when he is around and playing that beast, that organ. How you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing great, Nicole. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Ike asked me. Lovely as ever.
You asked me where have I been, and I said right here at WCLK, playing the music for the people. But where have you been, my friend?
Oh, my stars. I wouldn't know where to start. just came back from Toronto, Canada. Spent about 2 weeks up there in the studio and down in New Orleans a little bit.
All right. Having fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting ready to do of course, Jazz Fest is coming up.
Nice.
I'm going to do a jazz tent with Terrence Higgins, Grant Green Jr., and Ron Holloway.
Nice.
Gosh, there's so much stuff.
You're a busy man.
Ruthie Foster was nominated for a Grammy,
nice.
I was part of that. Missed out on that one, but I got six of them, so I'm kind of not in a big rush to get any more.
Oh, excuse me. Did you say six of them? Can I borrow one?
Oh, geez, of course. I'm way over that.
Well, you know what? Let's talk a little about the organ. Because, you know, when you hear people play, then a lot of people, I think, just really couple the organ with church, which I don't think anything is wrong with because you kind of come from, I think, a spiritual home first.
Absolutely.
When it comes to playing this music. So let's talk about your relationship with that. I call it a beast of an instrument because I think you got to use every part of your body to play this organ, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty physical instrument.
Yeah.
But it's also an extremely versatile instrument. It's very powerful and very subtle and, you know, harmonically, it's anything that you want to get out of it. Of course, it's calling it a beast is not too far off. It's pretty intimidating to move.
But you do a good job at it, my friend.
Well, it's all for me. It's all about integrity of having the real instrument. Actually, I just had a major interview with Keyboard Magazine explaining this is what we're talking about now as far as alternatives with other keyboards that aren't as heavy but has a pretty good sound like Nort and things like that. But for me, it's all about the integrity of that instrument. Coming from church and gospel and R&B and jazz, it's so versatile to be able to have one instrument that can cover it all.
That's right.
And so it's part of me.
Yeah, well, that you can honestly feel whenever, you know, you get a chance to watch you play. And I say feel, I use that word a lot, because, of course, we're watching you, but the music is really something that you take in.
Well, it's all about feeling, isn't it? You know?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So we're going to have a lot of fun this Friday. We're going to talk about that a little more, but my friend Marcy is here from Friday Jazz. Well, she's from the High Museum of Art, but she always comes down when we got to talk about Friday Jazz. Definitely want to talk about this new exhibit because I am all over the social media networks, as everybody knows, and this exhibit has been just buzzing.
Yes.
It's like the buzzword of the month. So let's talk about it.
Sure. Well, it's actually opening on Valentine's Day.
All
so
right.
If you're coming down for Friday Jazz, you're going to be, you know, one of the first people to see it.
Nice.
It's titled Frida and Diego, Passion, Politics, and Painting. And it's a major, really large exhibition of the work of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, the very famous Mexican artists, painters. And it's actually the largest ever exhibition of their combined work, and the High is the only U.S. venue for the exhibition. So it's really, really a special exhibition for the High. It's, you know, sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come see work by these artists. And the exhibition also features 25% of Frida Kahlo's entire body of work.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a lots and lots of her paintings. You know, it's this Friday Jazz happens to fall around Valentine's Day. You know, these painters were a couple in real life. They were married for 25 years. So it's sort of a great a time to come see it. You know, you might be taking your sweetheart out for a night on the town. So, they can, you know, you can come see this exhibition of two artists who really were loved one another and really respected each other's art. And it's this way to see their art, you know, side by side.
Nice. So people can really extend Valentine's Day this year. They, of course, you want to celebrate it on Thursday, but I want you to come out to the High Museum on Friday, and there's nothing wrong with 2 days of Valentine, right?
No.
Absolutely.
2 days of loving.
Every day should be Valentine's Day.
I agree with that. Now, back to you, my friend. Who you got coming with you? Because you always got some good, you know, you and your six Grammys.
Oh, my God.
You know a lot of good people. So who you got coming with you on Friday night?
Friday night, I think I'm going to have Mr. Grant Green Jr.
Right.
as well with me. And local drummer here, Will Growth, on drums.
Nice. And who else? All right.
And, you know, with me, you never know what guests might pop in. I think last time Joey Somerville popped in. And,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be very, very
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Exciting, yeah.
Yeah. And as you said, you never know who's going to stop by whenever you're playing. So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, high.org, that is the website. But a lot of people that go to the High Museum, they already know the drill. They know the routine. They're there all the time supporting. So we want you to come on out 5 to 10, which is a great, great set, so you can get off of work, do what you got to do, walk the dog, feed the kids. Bring the kids, because really the High Museum is that kind of venue for everybody.
Yes.
So we're going to have a lot of fun on Friday, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, 1:40 is the time. I still got a little time here, so we're going to get into some music. I'm going to find Mr. Ike Stubblefield. We're going to get into something from him. But once again, high.org. Log on to their website, get some more information. But more importantly, on Friday night, come on down to the High Museum of Art.